This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Stress at work. Tips to reduce and manage job and workplace stress. While some workplace stress is normal, excessive stress can interfere with your productivity and impact your physical and emotional health. Your ability to deal with it can mean the difference between success or failure. You can't control everything in your work environment, but that doesn't mean that you're powerless, even when you're stuck in a difficult situation. Finding ways to manage workplace stress isn't about making huge changes or rethinking career ambitions, but rather about focusing on the one thing that's always within your control, you. In this podcast, I'm going to cover the following topics: coping with work stress, warning signs, taking care of yourself, prioritizing and organizing, improving emotional intelligence, breaking bad habits, and what managers and employers can do to help coping with work stress in today's uncertain climate. For workers everywhere, the troubled economy may feel like an emotional roller coaster. Layoffs and budget cuts have become the bywords in the workplace, and the result is increased fear, uncertainty, and higher levels of stress. Since job and workplace stress increase in times of economic crisis, it's important to learn new and better ways of coping with the pressure. Your emotions are contagious, and stress has an impact on the quality of your interactions with others. The better you are at managing your own stress, the more you'll positively affect those around you, and the less other people's stress will negatively affect you. You can learn how to manage job stress. There are a variety of steps that you can take to reduce both your overall stress levels and the stress you find on the job and in the workplace. These include taking responsibility for improving your physical and emotional well-being, avoiding pitfalls by identifying knee-jerk habits and negative attitudes that add to the stress you experience at work, and learning better communication skills to ease and improve your relationships with management and coworkers. Tip number one, recognize the warning signs of excessive stress at work. When you feel overwhelmed at work, you lose confidence and may become irritable or withdrawn. This can make you feel less productive and less effective in your job. The work seems less rewarding. If you ignore the warning signs of work stress, they can lead to bigger problems. Beyond interfering with job performance and satisfaction, chronic or intense stress can also lead to physical and emotional health problems. Signs and symptoms of excessive job and workplace stress: feeling anxious and irritable or depressed, apathy, loss of interest in work, problems sleeping, fatigue, trouble concentrating, muscle tension or headaches, stomach problems, social withdrawal, loss of sex drive, and using alcohol or drugs to cope. Common causes of excessive workplace stress: fear of being laid off, more overtime due to staff cutbacks, a pressure to perform to meet rising expectations but with no increase in job satisfaction, pressure to work at optimum levels all of the time. Tip number two, reduce job stress by taking care of yourself. When stress at work interferes with your ability to perform in your job, manage your personal life, or adversely impacts your health, it's time to take action. Start by paying attention to your physical and emotional health. When your own needs are taken care of, you're stronger and more resilient to stress. The better you feel, the better equipped you'll be to manage work stress and without becoming overwhelmed. Taking care of yourself doesn't require a total lifestyle overhaul. Even small things can lift your mood, increase your energy, and make you feel like you're back in the driver's seat. Take things one step at a time, and as you make more positive lifestyle choices, you'll soon notice a reduction in your stress levels, both at home and at work. So one of the first things to do is get moving. Regular exercise is a powerful stress reliever, even though it may be the last thing that you feel like doing. Aerobic exercise, activity that raises your heart rate and makes you sweat, is a hugely effective way to lift your mood. It will help increase energy, sharpen focus, and relax both the mind and body. For maximum stress relief, try to get at least 30 minutes of heart-pounding activity on most days. If it's easier to fit into your schedule, break up the activity into two or three shorter segments. Next, make food choices that keep you going. Low blood sugar can make you feel anxious and irritable, while eating too much can make you feel lethargic. Healthy eating can help you get through stressful work days. By eating small but frequent meals, you can help your body maintain an even level of blood sugar, keep your energy up, stay focused, and avoid mood swings. Drink alcohol in moderation and avoid nicotine. Alcohol temporarily reduces anxiety and worry, but too much can cause anxiety as it wears off. Drinking to relieve job stress may also eventually lead to alcohol abuse and dependence. Similarly, smoking when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed might seem calming, but nicotine is a powerful stimulant leading to higher, not lower, levels of anxiety. Get enough sleep. Not only can stress and worry cause insomnia, but a lack of sleep can leave you vulnerable to even more stress. When you're well rested, it's much easier to keep your emotional balance, a key factor in coping with job and workplace stress. Try to improve the quality of your sleep by keeping a sleep schedule and aiming for 8 hours a night. Tip number 3, reduce job stress by prioritizing and organizing. When job and workplace stress threatens to overwhelm you, there are simple steps you can take to regain control over yourself and the situation. Your newfound ability to maintain a sense of self-control in stressful situations will often be well received by coworkers, managers, and subordinates alike, which in turn can lead to better relationships at work. Here are some suggestions for reducing job stress by prioritizing and organizing your responsibilities. Time management tips for reducing stress. Create a balanced schedule. Analyze your schedule, responsibilities, and daily tasks. All work and no play is a recipe for burnout. Try to find a balance between work and family life, social activities, and solitary pursuits, daily responsibilities, and downtime. Don't overcommit yourself. Avoid scheduling things back-to-back or trying to fit too much into one day. All too often, we underestimate how long things will take. If you've got too much on your plate, distinguish between the shoulds and the musts. Drop tasks that aren't truly necessary to the bottom of the list or eliminate them entirely. Try to leave earlier in the morning. Even 10 or 15 minutes can make the difference between frantically rushing to your desk and having time to ease into your day. Don't add to your stress levels by running late. Plan regular breaks. Make sure to take short breaks throughout the day to take a walk or sit back and clear your mind. Also, try to get away from your desk or workstation for lunch. Stepping away from work to briefly relax and recharge will help you be more, not less, productive. Task management tips for reducing job stress. Prioritize tasks. Make a list of tasks that you have to do and tackle them in order of importance. Do the high priority items first. If you have something particularly unpleasant to do, get it over with early. The rest of your day will be more pleasant as a result. Break projects into small steps. If a large project seems overwhelming, make a step-by-step plan. Focus on one manageable step at a time rather than taking on everything at once. Delegate responsibility. You don't have to do it all yourself. If other people can take care of the task, why not let them? Let go of the desire to control or oversee every little step. You'll be letting go of unnecessary stress in the process. Be willing to compromise. When you ask someone to contribute differently to a task, revise a deadline, or change their behavior at work, be willing to do the same. Sometimes, if you can both bend a little, you'll be able to find a happy middle ground that reduces the stress levels for everyone concerned. Tip number 4, reduce job stress by improving emotional intelligence. Learn to recognize hidden stress. Even if you're in a job where the environment has grown increasingly stressful, you can retain a large measure of self-control and self-confidence by understanding and practicing emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to manage and use your emotions in positive and constructive ways. When it comes to satisfaction and success at work, emotional intelligence matters just as much as intellectual ability. Emotional intelligence is about communicating with others in ways that draw people to you. Helps to overcome differences and repair wounded feelings and diffuse tension and stress. Emotional intelligence in the workplace. Emotional intelligence in the workplace has 4 major components. Self-awareness, the ability to recognize your emotions and their impact while using gut feelings to guide your decisions. Self-management, the ability to control your emotions and behavior and adapt to changing circumstances. Social awareness, the ability to sense, understand, and react to others' emotions and feel comfortable socially. Relationship management, the ability to inspire, influence, and connect to others and manage conflict. The five key skills of emotional intelligence. There are five key skills that you need to master in order to raise your emotional intelligence and manage stress at work. The first one is to realize when you're stressed. Recognize your particular stress response and become familiar with the sensual cues that can rapidly calm and energize you. The best way to reduce stress quickly is through senses, through sight, through sound, through smell, taste, and touch. But each person responds differently to sensory input, so you need to find the things that are soothing to you. Stay connected to your internal emotional experience so that you can appropriately manage your own emotions. Your moment-to-moment emotions influence your thoughts and actions, so pay attention to your feelings and factor them into your decision-making at work. If you ignore your emotions, you won't be able to fully understand your own motivations and needs or to communicate effectively with others. Recognize and effectively use nonverbal cues and body language. In many cases, what we say is less important than how we say it or the other nonverbal signals that we send out, such as eye contact, facial expression, tone of voice, posture, gesture, and touch. Your nonverbal messages can either produce a sense of interest, trust, and desire for connection, or they can generate confusion, distrust, and stress. You also need to be able to accurately read and respond to the nonverbal cues that other people send you at work. Develop the capacity to meet challenges with humor. There is no better stress buster than a hearty laugh, and nothing reduces stress quicker in the workplace than mutually shared humor. But if the laugh is at someone else's expense, you may end up with more rather than less stress. Resolve conflict positively. Resolving conflict in healthy, constructive ways can strengthen trust between people and relieve workplace stress and tension. When handling emotionally charged situations, stay focused in the present by disregarding old hurts and resentments. Connect with your emotions and hear both the words and the nonverbal cues being used. If a conflict can't be resolved, choose to end the argument even if you disagree. Tip number 5. Reduce job stress by breaking bad habits. As you learn to manage your job stress and improve your work relationships, you'll have more control over your ability to think clearly and act appropriately. You'll be able to break habits that add to your stress at work, and you'll even be able to change negative ways of thinking about things that only add to your stress. Eliminating self-defeating behaviors. Many of us make job stress worse with negative thoughts and behaviors. If you can turn around these self-defeating habits, you'll find employer-imposed stress easier to handle. Resist perfectionism. No project, situation, or decision is ever perfect, so trying to attain perfection on everything will simply add unnecessary stress to your day. When you set unrealistic goals for yourself or try to do too much, you're setting yourself up to fall short. Aim to do your best. No one can ask for more than that. Clean up your act. If you're always running late, set your clocks and watches fast to give yourself extra time. If your desk is a mess, file and throw away the clutter. Just knowing where everything is saves time and cuts stress. Make to-do lists and cross off items as you accomplish them. Plan your day and stick to the schedule. You will feel less overwhelmed. Flip your negative thinking. If you see the downside of every situation and interaction, you'll find yourself drained of energy and motivation. Try to think positively about your work. Avoid negative thinking coworkers and pat yourself on the back about small accomplishments, even if no one else does. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. Many things at work are beyond our control, particularly the behavior of other people. Rather than stressing out over them, focus on the things you can control, such as the way you choose to react to problems. 5 ways to dispel stress. Take time away. When stress is mounting at work, try to take a quick break and move away from the stressful situation. Take a stroll outside the workplace if possible, or spend a few minutes meditating in the break room. Physical movement or finding a quiet place to regain your balance can quickly reduce stress. Talk it over with someone. In some situations, simply sharing your thoughts and feelings with someone you trust can help reduce stress. Talking over a problem with someone who is both supportive and empathetic can be a great way to let off steam and relieve stress. Connect with others at work. Developing friendships with some of your coworkers can help buffer you from the negative effects of stress. Remember to listen to them and offer support when they are in need as well. And look for the humor in the situation. When used appropriately, humor is a great way to relieve stress in the workplace. When you or those around you start taking things too seriously, find a way to lighten the mood by sharing a joke or a funny story. Tip number 6, learn how managers or employers can reduce job stress. It's in a manager's best interest to keep stress levels in the workplace to a minimum. Managers can act as positive role models, especially in times of high stress. Managers can act as positive role models, especially in times of high stress, by following the tips outlined in this article. If a respected manager can remain calm in a stressful work situation, it is much easier for his or her employees to also remain calm. Additionally, there are a number of organizational changes that managers and employers can make to reduce workplace stress, and these include improving communication. Share information with employees to reduce uncertainty about their jobs and the futures. Clearly define employees' roles and responsibilities. Make communication friendly and efficient, not mean-spirited or petty. Another thing that will help is to consult your employees. Give workers opportunities to participate in decisions that affect their jobs. Consult employees about scheduling and work rules. Be sure the workload is suitable to employees' abilities and resources. Avoid unrealistic deadlines. Show that individual workers are valued. Offer rewards and incentives. Praise good work performance, both verbally and officially, through schemes such as Employee of the Month. Provide opportunities for career development. Promote an entrepreneurial work climate that gives employees more control over their work. And finally, cultivate a friendly social climate. Provide opportunities for social interaction among employees. Establish a zero-tolerance policy for harassment and make management actions consistent with the organizational values. The information in this podcast was based on information from an article found at helpguide.org, helpguide.org. If you have questions about this topic or want to gather more information, please call Fleet and Family Support Programs toll-free at 866-854-0638 or visit our website at www.navylifepnw.com, spelled N-A-V-Y-L-I-F-E-P-N-W.com. Thank you for listening.